USA Radio News.
Today, Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing began, but that was before Democrats and protesters demanded the committee be shut down immediately. All the interrupting and yelling led for Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana to ask to be recognized on the floor.
Mr. Chairman, can you tell me again how many documents have been produced?
488,000 minus, or I mean, other than 28,000 pages that Justice Kavanaugh has submitted, including his own judicial opinion.
Much of the discussion is over the Democrats receiving all the documents they requested, which was in the millions. Today, Tropical Storm Gordon is expected to become a hurricane as it hits the Gulf Coast, including parts of Mississippi. A hurricane warning is still in effect for most of the area along the Gulf Coast, and as much as 8 inches of rain is expected. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
An internal probe at the EPA finds it spent more than it should have on security for its former administrator. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The EPA inspector general saying the agency failed to document why the former administrator Scott Pruitt needed more than $3.5 million in round-the-clock security through 2017. According to the agency, Pruitt's security costs were more than double that of his predecessor Gina McCarthy during her last year in that office. The inspector general's report says the EPA's lack of rules over security for agency heads can result in such, quote, excessive or unnecessary costs. The inspector general also says those costs incurred under Pruitt included $106,000 in overtime for security guards that lacked the proper authorization.
And sources are saying Arizona Governor Doug Ducey has selected former Republican Senator John Kyle to fill the seat of late Senator John McCain. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, the Senate Judiciary Committee began the confirmation process of Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Things were a little heated as things got underway, and Senator John Cornyn of Texas said this.
I haven't been in as many confirmation hearings as some of my colleagues, but this is the first confirmation hearing for a Supreme Court justice I've seen, basically, according to mob rule. We have rules in the Senate. We have norms for decorum. Everybody, as you pointed out, Mr. Chairman, is going to get a chance to have their say.
Yeah.
You've given everybody a chance to ask questions for up to 50 minutes. You've given them a chance to make an opening statement. Any one of our colleagues can step out here and talk to the press and make whatever comments they want.
The death of a woman in a Mineral County, Nevada jail is drawing national attention. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has the story.
A very disturbing story to tell you about out of Nevada, where a woman from Texas who was denied medical care while detoxing died in jail. The Reno Gazette Journal reports the woman, Kelly Coltrane, 27 years old, was in the Mineral County Jail for failing to take care of her traffic tickets. She apparently asked to go to the hospital, but was not taken there. Instead, she reportedly was handed a mop and told to clean up her own vomit. She died in her jail cell less than an hour later.
Coltrane's family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit, and Mineral County's lawyer Brett Ryman has declined to comment on the investigation, citing that lawsuit. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.